Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to your own program, Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in the studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Sheikh Miqdad, who is a researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. Today, we would want to discuss with you an issue many parents do have. One of the questions that I want to ask you is that there's a 12-year-old who is struggling with sleep and is so messed up. How do parents deal with this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So sleep is very important, especially at this very sensitive age of teenage, 12, 13-year-olds. Sleep kind of, the whole body goes through change, right? Physical maturity, body goes through change. So sleep is very important that we take care of it. Couple of things. One, obviously, at this age, children tend to become lazy, right? Teenagers go through a stage where they become kind of lazy, where they want to increase the level of sleep. I remember when kids, when they're very young, they wake up at 6 in the morning and parents are kind of pulling their hair out. Why do my kids wake up at 6 in the morning?
Yes.
But then when they turn 15, when they're 13, 14, 15, children don't wake up until 12, 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 p.m. And then parents, again, are pulling their hair out. My child is so lazy, doesn't wake up until half the day is gone. We kind of have to hit the middle ground where it's natural for these teenagers to kind of perhaps require more sleep. But we have to be careful and make sure that they also have their exercise and they're also very active during the day. That will really help them too. So how do we do this? One is that together understand how much really a child needs sleep.
Okay. Right?
And you realize that usually 12 to 13-year-olds, 8 hours and above becomes more. They don't need that much. They're very likely we can go and sleep 11 hours.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But they don't need it. They themselves will tell you, yeah, that was a bit laziness. That was just because I didn't have anything else to do. So one is to always kind of together with a child, with this teenage boy, discuss how much hours of sleep do you need. Usually it's between 7 to 8 hours, maybe a bit more, sometimes 8.5, but more than that becomes. The second thing is the time of sleeping. Again, teenagers love to stay up all night.
Yes.
Right? Slowly, you want to discourage that. Try and help them to understand the value of sleeping at night, waking up early in the morning, the value of doing things in the morning rather than at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very difficult challenge. Today's world somehow is sleeping very late at night and waking up late in the morning.
Yes.
Amongst the things you can do is make sure that they have activities starting very early in the day, activities that they like. So for example, if your child loves football, organize football at 8 a.m. Right.
Okay.
If your child can get some work going, especially in summer, for example, if they can do some activities that they really enjoy, make those things happen early in the morning. So they're kind of forced to sleep early at night.
Okay.
And those activities that they can do, that they're doing at night, if they can be moved to the morning and the afternoon, that would be ideal. But again, I understand this is sometimes very difficult. Balance it out. If you can, if it's very difficult, one of the other solutions you could do is have nap times.
Okay.
So they can sleep late at night, still wake up in the morning, early in the morning, and then have a bit of nap time in the afternoon. But that's very difficult because by nap time, we mean half an hour.
Yes.
Maximum an hour. It should never be 3 hours of sleep, especially not on a full stomach after lunch.
Especially, yeah.
So we have to be careful of those kind of things. So play with a very important kind of notion of sleeping early at night, waking up early in the morning, but obviously in difficult challenges, things kind of arrange to help that happen as much as we can.
Well, we need to manage that as parents. What else we can do, I'll ask you after a shorter break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. English Radio at irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Brother, you said that we need to manage time even in the afternoon naps. We have to make sure that it's for half an hour or so, but not for 3 hours for us. I personally, talking about teenagers later on, I personally have a child, a baby boy who is 7 years old, almost 7+ now. And he is like, if I ask him, if I try to tell him, please have an afternoon nap, because there's so much play, make mess around. And if I, for example, if I personally want to take a nap, I would first request him to go for a nap. And my son would answer like, the sun has not switched off yet. He understands the concept like we have to sleep only at night. Yeah. So there are even kids, there are especially boys, they really hate sleeping, be that at daytime, that at nighttime. What else can parents do to deal with them?
I would say it's a very good thing. Children to be saying that I don't want to nap. See, nap is only a requirement. So if children don't have to nap, then don't nap them.
True.
Ideally, they shouldn't even nap. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
And for a child to say, I don't want to say, I know, because I know what you mentioned, my 7-year-old hates sleep, whatever time of the day it is. And he says this explicitly, I hate sleep, right? But when he sleeps, obviously he sleeps quite a lot, but they do, it's a very normal thing. It's actually a very good thing. Children are full of life, basically. They want to be active. They've got a lot of things to do. It's very good.
Yes.
As a general principle, especially in teenagers, the more active they are, the better.
Yeah.
You want to literally tire them out, right? If you want your teenagers to go through a very good puberty period, okay, just knock them out, right? Like, do so much activity from morning to afternoon that they really get tired.
Okay.
Plenty of sports, right? Plenty of intellectual activity. Just keep them busy, on their toes.
Recreation.
It shouldn't be that they feel like, oh, I'm bored, I've got nothing to do. You've got a couple of hours of no work. No, that shouldn't
you
be
mean
the case.
Say, like, if I want my child to have sleep at early, I want my child to sleep early and wake up early, I should make sure that he also does not have a sedentary life.
Exactly. Yeah. Sedentary life is very much detrimental for a good sleep.
Okay.
Another point, I'll mention 2 points and I'll move on to a more important one. One of them is sleeping on a full stomach, especially teenagers. That should be avoided at all costs. So if you have bedtime, make sure bedtime is at least an hour or two after dinner. And again, if you're napping them as well, make sure that you're napping them at least either before lunch or a bit after lunch, not straight away on a full stomach.
Okay.
And secondly is the important point I want to mention is having a sleep routine is very important as well. The activities before sleep really have an impact on quality sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about quantity of sleep, how much a child sleep. But also remember, quality sleep is important, if not more important. So sleep routine, many things you can talk about. So firstly, obviously, sleep routine means that you have a a number of items of things that you do and you don't do before sleep. Okay. So for example, having routines like going to the bathroom, brushing your teeth, doing wudu, especially at that age, they can understand the concept of doing wudu before sleeping.
This way you can introduce the concept of changing your bed into the mosque.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as the hadith mentions. And then wearing pyjamas, basically. So that's kind of 4 or 5 items they do before sleep.
Yeah.
Psychologically, what happens is that the brain mentally prepares itself for bed. They know if they do this for 2-3 months, okay. What will happen is that the moment they do these four things, they naturally feel tired. And they finally feel ready to go to bed.
Okay.
Another thing is, what are they doing before sleep? So screen time, avoid screen time 1 or 2, if not more, before sleep. Screen time doesn't help a lot. In fact, it's not just for kids as well. It's for adults as well.
Never sleep
with your phone next to your bed. Always switch off your phone 1 or 2 before bed.
Okay. So screen time is also important. How is that important? I'll ask you that again after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Brother, you were talking about screen time.
So screen time, from a physiological perspective, the studies out there, you can Google it, you'll find it, how screen time affects sleep patterns.
Yes.
The light from screen and other factors as well leads to kind of not a messed up sleep pattern, but doesn't play a good role in sleep quality sleep.
And that way they also become addictive.
Addiction to screen time isn't completely another matter. Obviously, you want to avoid them to be addicted to screen time. But in terms of sleep, having your phone on or having screen time 1 or 2 before sleep will actually have a detrimental effect on your
sleep
quality. Reading books and doing story time before sleeping is very good.
Okay.
So if you can encourage teenagers, 12, 13-year-olds, even before that as well, to read books before sleeping is not a bad thing.
Okay.
Having a reading culture at home is very important.
Okay.
But obviously, always monitor what they read. Mm-hmm. Encourage good books to be read. Even if it's novels, encourage good novels to be read. Good children's books to be read. Monitor that as well. But definitely have a reading kind of culture, even before sleep, is good. It's part of a good routine.
Okay.
And last point is sleeping and waking up kind of requires a mental decision as well.
Okay.
So teach your children, especially at this 12, 13 years, as your question you mentioned was a messed up sleep pattern, teach them and tell them about the power of your brain and the power that you have to kind of make a decision to sleep and make a decision to wake up. I'm not saying that it's completely in our control. Obviously, Allah is the one who brings about sleep and wakes us up. But for our body to be prepared to go to sleep, we need to make a decision. So children who say, okay, I know I'm going to sleep at 10 o'clock or 11 p.m., for example, make a decision that I'm going to sleep at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help them sleep better. And again, waking up, same thing as well. Remember, at 12, 13, they should be waking up for Fajr already now.
Yeah.
And that should actually be a habit by now to be able to wake up at 12, 13. So if they have an alarm, make sure that they put them the alarm themselves and that they train themselves to wake up for Fajr. If they sleep after Fajr, it's not a big deal. They can sleep after Fajr, but they do wake up for Fajr. They make a decision before going to sleep to wake up for Namaz of Fajr.
Yeah.
And same thing, they make a decision to wake up in the morning at what time.
Yeah.
It should never be the case that you sleep in the morning, sleep at night, and you say, I'll wake up whenever I wake up.
Yes.
Right? If that happens, then you'll be sleeping until 12.
Yeah.
Teach your child, say, whatever time you're going to sleep, say, decide what time you're going to wake up.
Yeah.
It's fine if it's 30 minutes late or 1 hour late. That's fine, right?
Yeah.
But you've decided that I'm going to wake up at 6 o'clock. I'm going to wake up at 7 o'clock. I'm going to wake up at 9 o'clock. They make this decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I'll wake up whenever I wake up and that's it. You just go and laze about.
Well, that was also a nice point. And parents can also help their children understand that sleeping time is a time when a child has to analyze what good he did, what bad he did throughout the day, and he can avoid bad things and they can encourage him doing good things again. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners.
Jazakallah.
You were listening to IRIV English Radio. This was Islamic Upbringing. In case you have any questions for us, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.